Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light, always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And hey, everybody, you're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick, and it's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
Well, actually,
it's not your birthday.
It is to many
you're
Greeks.
You're still a wee little lad.
No.
Lass.
Lass. That conversation. I'm not a performer. To many Greeks, it is actually my birthday. It's my name day today.
You're Greek?
I'm Greek. I am
Greek. You're so blonde for a Greek.
I know. But if you go to the northern parts of Greece, I look just like him, I promise you.
Yeah.
But seriously, it is actually me. Oh, that like does make a difference.
Like
wow.
Out of a Tennessee Williams play. Like the little boy. What was
Yellow
it?
Yellow Mary.
Yeah. Scary on the Greek islands. Tennessee Williams. Sick
right.
Fuck, wasn't he?
He
a
had
brilliant
a
writer.
Unique perspective
yes,
on the
he
world.
Did.
That's to be it. But yeah,
anyhow, so it's your birthday because you're
name
Greek.
Day. It's my name day. That's what we call it.
Name day.
A name day. In some parts of Greece, in fact, in a lot of parts of Greece, people celebrate their name day before they'll celebrate their birthday.
Really?
So, yeah. My
how do you get your name day?
Well, it's however you're named. That's where it comes from. So I have a baptized name. My baptized name is Panayotis.
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 It sounds like something that's the women's genitalia.
Well,
I love
speaking
it.
Of pudenda, speaking of women, women though, Panayotis is the female version of Panagia, who is the Virgin Mary. So see, look at your little wheels turning in your
I'm
head.
Going.
You knew that. And it's the
that either
weird
makes you the
is,
bastard child of Mary or Mary's love child or Christ.
Well,
I don't know. One
the
of
mother
these.
Of Christ. The mother,
the mother
of, Christ.
Of Christ.
And the mother of Christ, she's also known as Theotoko. So there's all these Greekisms around it, but actually this is one of the feast days in the Orthodox calendar. So this is a huge, huge holiday in Greece to begin with.
I'm eating a lot of food
and,
after
and,
this
right,
and having
better.
A margarita and
with
a
lot
bunch
of lemon and
oh
garlic.
Yes, baby.
Margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong country. Oh.
Well, it's Greek to me.
You gotta have ouzo.
I can't make it. Ouzo.
Ouzo.
Oh.
Love it.
Do you drink ouzo?
I do ouzo 12. Only ouzo 12.
Aye.
And it has to be the one without the English on the bottle. If
aye.
It has English on the bottle, it's that domestic bullshit.
I know somebody who loves ouzo, and he's not Greek.
Ouzo,
he's Jewish, so I don't understand.
He probably likes sambuca too. See, I hate sambuca.
It's
yeah, exactly.
All like, yeah, that's exactly what it makes you want to do. So
yeah.
What's your big feast? I feel like we should be taking you to dinner. Some listeners should literally like you know take the boy to dinner.
Lamb. Well, this is actually when we celebrate. So it's kind of a somber day because it's the Dormition of Theotokos. It's when the Virgin Mary. Died when she
oh,
went
wow.
to sleep.
Oh, wow.
So
this
is
a sad
huge
story. No wonder they're drinking ouzo
holiday.
And getting all screwed up, getting all fucked up. Like,
but there's an interesting thing in Greek. We say thomisis is the falling to sleep into death. And that's what she did today. So it's the thomisis tis theotoku, when she fell asleep into death. And thomisis, actually, if you look at it and you think about it, thomisis falls into cemetery. That's where we get the word cemetery from in English.
Oh.
So it's all, you guys are getting this linguistic, because I'm the polyglot. I love
yeah,
languages.
Love
I love
the
studying
language.
These things. I love doing them. If you want the full explanation, check out radiopeter.com. I wrote a whole post about it today. I spent 2 hours researching and putting it all together. But it's my name day, so it's kind of like a happy birthday to me. So
well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, baby.
I'm so glad you were born. I'm
oh,
so glad I guess
so
she
glad
died, so you have a name day or
I
something.
Know.
It feels very weird to say. But,
and you know what's weird in the Greek
but
church?
But everybody has to die, except
well,
for
everybody.
Her son, which...
He came back, honey.
He came back.
He was that good. It's amazing that there's always pictures of her holding him everywhere. Like the Orthodox is always about the icons, and nobody ever, not that nobody ever talks about it, but it's so big. Like, she is the saint.
Right.
She's the top of the top.
It's like Catholics too, right?
Right, right. They put her way at the top. I mean, everybody else comes underneath her. So right. It's amazing. It's just an amazing story. And it's amazing that people, if you go to any of the Greek newspapers online, they're celebrating huge feasts today. It's a huge religious holiday.
So how come you were named Peter?
Well,
is it a family? Is that a specific to your family, or
Peter was just the English name of it, because Panayotis, actually, I know a lot of Panayotis in America, the translation for Peter in Greek is Petros.
Okay,
so that is not my name. That is right. Not my name. So the English name came first. My parents decided on biblical name, and then when I was baptized, I was given my grandfather's name because I'm the eldest son in the Greek family, so he always takes the grandfather's name.
Look at you.
So there's all this culture behind my name, and I think it's really cool because, like, me and my Greek friends from way back in the day, I got calls today.
Aw, did you really?
Yeah, Chronia Pola, have a good year. Congratulations.
Aww. You know?
And so it's amazing that there's this little subculture of us running around talking about each other. And so
then the subculture of the gay Greeks, then
yeah,
you gotta seek all them out.
Any gay Greeks.
Okay, gay, if you're gay and you're Greek, you need to comment on this show
on our
website. And, Peter's really connected, you know, he'll start get it out there, and you all get sort of secret society.
Yeah, and if you're hung like me, I want to meet you. No, whoa, sorry. See, we have this queer cast, I can say anything.
It's so impressive. Your story is so romantic and so gorgeous and religious and spiritual, and mine is like, literally the nurse told my mom and dad, said, you gotta name her, you can't take her out of here.
She can't leave without a name.
That's exactly the story. The story is, she can't leave without a name.
Really?
They wouldn't name me because they had thought, whoa, I was gonna be a boy.
What were you gonna be if you were a boy?
Todd, because really? I am related to that crazy motherfucker, Mary Todd Lincoln. It is a family name. The one that came to Chicago and went insane, which,
wow,
I'm sure many of my family members think that I just followed in her footsteps and came to Chicago and went insane,
no
you know?
Way.
It's a huge article in the Tribune, too, you know, about that, you know, she was up here, and this was where she was in the nut house, yeah, was up here in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
So I just followed old Mary Todd's ghost up here and became a big old queer, I guess. That's what I did. But seriously, no, they said, you can't take her out of the hospital until you name her.
Wow.
And my dad just said, well, I had a cousin I liked a lot named Amy Alice, and that's my name.
So are you Amy Alice?
I used to be Amy Alice for a long time. That's a very Southern thing, you know, to call people double names.
Wow.
But I've been Amy since I've been, I don't know. A few of my mother's friends still call me
Amy Alice. I don't have a middle name. We don't have middle names.
Oh, really?
They don't give Greeks middle names.
That's very...
We don't, but we have our English name.
It's very butch to just have, like, the one name.
Yeah, I've always wanted a middle... I always liked Michael, though. I thought Peter Michael sounds really good.
George Michael sounded good.
Well, yeah.
But then he just...
He's Greek, too.
Crazy, did he?
Yeah, but he's Greek, too, so we like him.
There
which
you
means
go.
He's hung like me. So.
There, he's hung like a horse. What's his problem? What's George Michael's problem? Why can't he just
that
get...
He's Greek and sexual. We're just like that.
And that's his problem?
I just haven't got caught in the bathrooms.
Oh. Okay. And you both make beautiful music. See,
hopefully.
The gay Greeks. You all will probably, you'll find all these gay Greeks and they'll all be really talented musicians, I bet. I don't know why.
I think we're the original European faggots. I think we are.
I mean,
the Romans,
too.
I think they took a lot of our naughtiness from us.
And Troy was so bad that it's gone.
Oh,
it's a society totally destroyed.
Can you imagine? And all those mans in the horse are getting all sweaty with their muscles and
for like a week.
Ooh.
You think they weren't doing it?
They were doing a lot. I know how I know what I need every week, and I can't imagine all these men in a horse for a week. Oh my
God. I don't
know
how long they were there. I just picked a week. I got the memo, and I think the memo said it was a week.
Well, it takes a while to break down a stone wall, so I'm sure it took a while.
Yeah, for a girl. All those guys probably in this horse going, why are we doing this?
Right. Now, see, I'm all worked up. And
faggoty Paris.
Speaking of worked up, though.
Yeah.
We have on the show with us today Ari Gold.
You're so excited.
I am.
He's hung like a horse, too, isn't
I'm
he?
Blushing.
We don't know.
I think he is. He's got big hands. He's so cute.
He's got big hands.
He's all naked in his CD cover. If you open up the CD cover to, as I eat the microphone, hello, Space Under Sun, he's in the shower.
You know, they just announced that he got a cosmetic endorsement with, I think it's called Eileen or Eileen. I don't know what
it is. I think it's Eileen. I don't think they have makeup for boys called Eileen.
Well, it's not just for boys. It's skincare and makeup that's for men and women,
really?
Which is really, really cool.
I'm not wearing eyeshadow.
That's all right, baby. Okay. But everybody likes a little concealer and a little, you know, a little touch of mascara is good every now and again.
That's my secret. Shh.
Yeah. But he just got that. And,
and a sexiest video ever, I think, on Logo. They're trying to nominate him for, or go nominate him on Logo for the sexiest video ever. It is really hot. He's just he's a hot guy, and he's so down to earth.
He's a really nice guy. You know, when we were he came for the gay games, and you know, was back there with the Chicago Rockers, and you know, just real approachable, nice guy. Came out in his gold lame.
Yeah, he had big gold paillettes and gold sparkly shoes.
I loved that.
I was sitting next to two queens, and they're like, "Why is he wearing gold?" I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Because he's in the middle of Wrigley fucking Field.
His name is Ari Gold. People.
There you go. That's exactly right.
I was like, "Oh god,
it's gonna be a big gold disco ball right in the center of Wrigley Field."
Yeah, but we have him on the show today.
It's exciting.
Plus, we're gonna have a new segment. We're gonna have Jerry Potter. Jerry Potter's Picks. Joining us. I hope y'all enjoyed Lennox last episode. We're going to have Lennox and Jerry every week with us on the Queercast. Bringing you all kinds of good stuff. And there's a ton more on the horizon, folks. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, we want to... I guess we can kind of announce this.
Can we tease? Can we diddle their skittle?
Yeah. Sexy astrologer Neil Paris is going to be joining us monthly, folks. And he is British and sexy, and we love him.
Have you seen his new picture on NewWorldAstrology.com?
That's his website, NewWorldAstrology.com. He's going to be giving us monthly readings. You're going to want to check our site to find out more about how you can get your beads read, folks, how you can find it out. Plus, he'll give us the monthly horoscope look for the month that we're in, the horoscope that we're in. And I'm very happy about that it's about to start because my birthday is coming up.
Right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And you'll be 17?
18? I will be 22. It's a good number.
Folks, her nose is growing. Pinocchiette.
Yes, Pinocchiette. It's true. You know, I love, you know, I wouldn't be 22 again if you...
Really? I would be 22 for all the great sex I had when I was 22.
Really? I had some good sex when I was 22.
I did.
It's just not all about sex.
I could literally go all night.
I can have good sex now, you know. One can have whatever one wants now. I just know more now. I don't want to be 22 again.
I can't find many people to have good sex with. They start, it's all this promising.
Let's just do a whole show on that.
Oh my God, seriously. And then after the first ejaculation, they want to tell me all about their life. I'm like, is this truth serum you just sprayed on my chest? What's going on here?
It is truth serum.
Oh my goodness. But we've got a great show. Handsome, handsome Ari Gold. He's going to kill me for talking about shooting on someone's chest. And then.
No, he's not. Yes, he's up for sexiest video of the world, of the ooh-ooh sphere.
On
the ooh-ooh sphere.
How do you spell that? E-A-U, E-A-U.
I don't know, but I like it. I like it. Let's make it a new word. So, yeah, and we have a giveaway opportunity that you're going to want to listen
tickets
for.
Tickets to Los Lobos.
And you want to keep listening because, guys, those of you who are children like me who were big Amy Grant fans, we're going to have some Amy Grant tickets coming up here in next
love
week.
The Amy Grant.
Yeah, the Amy Grants.
Yeah, she got all spiritual and everything.
She was spiritual. Then she got all poppy.
Yeah, but then she got all spiritual again, didn't she?
I don't know.
I think she made some more Christian albums.
After she got that spiritual divorce and married that other guy.
She became a heathen.
Oh, Lord.
She went to the valley and rose back unto the mountain. Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
Well, so it's a big show. We're so happy that you're here with us.
Yeah.
And we're enjoying another gorgeous day in Chicago, wherever you are. We would love to hear from you. We have comments that you can make on our website, WindyCityQueercast.com, which must be maybe where you found us here.
Yeah, hopefully. Pop in there. Or you can give us a ring if you've got something to say. 312-21-BE-GAY. Took a long time to find that phone number. Folks, so please use it.
Please do.
And, you know, send us a little comment. Say, we love you. Say, Peter, we don't think you're hung. Show us a picture. I won't.
He will.
You know, whatever. No, I won't.
Well, we'll just describe it because we can do that now on the podcast.
That's film only, those pictures. No digital, because that's dangerous.
Well, we can touch up anything.
Oh.
We can make it all fabulous.
You'd have to make it smaller to make it fit in the frame. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, dear heavens to Murgatroyd. I have a very large microphone, so I'm having very big thoughts about my co-host.
What does Madge call it?
Husband.
She calls it her donkey dick.
Oh.
That's what she calls the big microphone.
See, we haven't consummated this gay marriage yet, Peter, so these are things I don't know yet. Nor have we been, like, you know, naked in a hot tub together. These are
not
things
yet.
Queers should do together.
Absolutely. We need to go to Sybaris together and do a podcast from Sybaris. Oh my God, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, Sybaris. That would be good. We could do that in the winter, though.
Yeah, you girls can have it for the first few hours and then just hand it over to the boys.
No, I'm having it with you.
No, we could do it.
We're going to take pictures and expose. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could do that in the beginning, and then you and your lady can have your special time, and then when you're
in
done...
In the same Sybaris water that I was just in with you? Definitely you boys go last. That's all I got.
That's what I'm saying.
You boys go very, very, very last. Hey, folks, we are going to get the show rolling our way, or we're going to fall into total...
Total disarray.
Disgrace.
Here.
Just total disgrace. But talking about total disgrace, I have to tell you that I have now joined the posse of people who watch the Project Runway, and I'm very into it.
Really?
I'm very into it. I don't watch the Top Model.
Is just about to start.
You and the boy, you and Kirk Williamson love the Top Model, and most every other gay man I know. Maybe I'll watch it now. But
it's fabulous.
I'm into the
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And then she gets a kiss. I just want to be on the show so Heidi Klum will kiss me.
She's hot.
Gorgeous.
And I don't know how she had a baby. I don't know where she did. I think she's wearing
Seal
a beach
Seal took his big old, what'd you call, donkey schlong.
He put it on her.
They're That's having another Riley one. York.
They're having another one.
I think so. I don't know. I just can say it's anything. It's so true. When I say it here on this microphone, it's all true.
And we got a new mic and she's all excited.
I am. Hey, folks. And speaking of the truth, you know, it is true. You can almost say anything and it becomes truth. Well, we're going to tell you pretty soon. We're going to do an interview with some folks who are talking about, they're called the Truth Wins Out organization.
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled to talk with them. That's not today. But I always like to tell you what's coming up looking ahead, because these are all those ex, you know, they combat all those ex-gay ministry folk.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to get one of them on the radio.
Sure.
I'd like to talk
if
to
we
those.
Can get their phone number. Let's
do it. They will literally tattoo their phone number or write it in the sky for you. They love to talk.
Right.
That's the thing, though. I'm conflicted as whether or not I want to give them like airtime, but I love to talk to
them. We can just record them and hash it out with them, and then we can edit it
the way we want to.
Right. So it's like, I love gay people.
Yeah.
I love gay people.
That'd be great. I'd love that. I'd love that. Exactly. All right, folks. Another fabulous day. Peter will be talking with Ari Gold here in just a little bit. And I'll go off to the Sybaris spa tonight.
All right. And she'll check it out. She'll
spend the whole day there. That'll be good.
We'll be back right after this.
Here's your kid's meal.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget, that comes with a free prize.
A pony.
What do you say, Maggie?
Thank you.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Turn left on Ashland Avenue.
Whoa, this GPS thing is amazing.
I know.
We've never gotten to Debbie's this fast.
Turn right on Wood Place.
Look, there's her house.
And remember, her boyfriend's name is Kurt, not Chris. Chris was her last boyfriend.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
The doctor will see you now.
Oh, my appointment's not for another 10 minutes.
Well, the doctor's running a little ahead today.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
It's 7 o'clock in the...
Hi, everybody. This is Nicole Wells, and you are listening to Amy and Peter on WindyCityQueerCast.com. Yeah.
I let the hands of time pass me by. I gotta flip the script. I need to learn about me, myself, and I.
Hi, folks, it's Jerry Potter reporting to you for Jerry Potter 6 for Pop Culture This Week. For Saturday, August 19th, we have Circuit Nightclub. That's on Saturday night. Peppermint Shea is going to be singing there. She has a hit called Dive Into the Pool. It's from Queer Spoke. Most people are familiar with that. If you need more information, go to www.circuitclub.com. Once again, that's www.circuitclub.com. It's right on Halsted. Next pick is Avenue Q. I went and saw this last week New York City. It's just playing there now. It'll eventually be a touring show. I will be writing about it at Windy City Times if you guys want to check that section out at WindyCityMediaGroup.com. But go, if you want to get tickets for the Tony Award-winning Broadway show, it features a gay Republican banker in the closet. It's very fun. So go to www.avenueq.com. You can get tickets there. Great show. For Sunday, we have an ALMA picnic. ALMA is Association for Latin Men for Action. It's an organization I just became a part of. It's great. It's at Hollywood Beach. It's at the south side of the beach. Look for a big banner. And me dancing with a lot of Latin guys. If you want some hot Latin guys, go to www.almachicago.org. And that's this Sunday, August 20th. It's about noon. I would go around noon. There's a little donation required, but you get food, some drinks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hang out, play volleyball with the Latin guys. Also, I wanted to mention as far as music, we got Pet Shop Boys. They're coming to Chicago in October. You can get tickets now. I think they're at the Chicago Theater. PetShopBoys.co.uk. So that's their website. Just check it out. It's very 80s, very fun. Lots of great stuff like that. I wanted to mention Project Runway. If you're a TV watcher, BravoTV.com. If you want information about that. Most people are into it right now. It's a great, fun show. Get to see gay designers come up with things last second with a small budget. So you can take that with you and use that throughout your day and throughout your fashion. So that's it for this week. This is Jerry Potter, and you're listening to Windy City Queercast.
All right, time for our giveaway for this week.
We are giving away two pairs of tickets to Los Lobos. You remember them. You know who Los Lobos is. At Ravinia. We love the Ravinia. This is the perfect time. We're entering the, oh my God, we're entering the fall season. It's still a little
summer.
Okay, so it's still summer and you can go see Los Lobos at Ravinia. We have two pairs of tickets. And Amy, how can they get tickets?
Well, they can get tickets. The show is on August 24th.
Oh yes, I forgot that detail.
And that's okay. August 24th, so be sure that you can go. And if you want to win, you just need to email our promotions director Kathleen at wcmgpromo@aol.com. That's wcmgpromo@aol.com. People will be selected this week and the tickets will be mailed to you.
Absolutely. And to make this as easy as possible, make sure that you email your address and your phone number so that in case we need to get in touch with you, we can do that. And your address is where we're going to ship the tickets to. So be sure to email that. That way we don't have to wait a day or so to sort of bounce back with the emails. And we make sure we get you those tickets as fast as possible. So you can go see Los Lobos at Ravinia. We've got two pairs on August 24th. WCMGpromo@AOL.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
While lesser men strapped on skates and played hockey, you donned skin-tight leotards and a teeny cowboy hat and learned figure eights.
Going round and round.
You practiced and practiced, hoping, knowing, someday, you'd be good enough to wear a giant puppet costume and skate in an ice show.
Welcome to the big time.
Skate perfectly and you're a crowd pleaser. Mess up and fall on your butt, and you're still a crowd pleaser. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh Titan of the Tights. You may never wear a medal, but sequins are shiny, too.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
My head is spinning in a world of fantasy. Looking for some place that I can call home. Moon's high, the sky looms over. The shooting stars flying a medley.
Starlight, star bright, wishing on you tonight.
Sexy, Stylish and not afraid to be a man singing love songs about another man, Ari Gold is a queer singer-songwriter who is putting a new face on what it means to be a gay icon. A two-time Out Music Award recipient, he has collaborated and written for countless recording artists to create chart-topping tracks everywhere. Ari Gold, thank you so much for joining us on the Windy City Queercast.
Thanks for having me.
How's it going? I know you were just in Chicago a minute ago for the Gay Games. You doing well?
Yeah, it was incredible. Like 25,000 people, and I had 30 dancers with me, and it was just really cool. It was a cool experience.
Were you able to catch any of the games, or were you only able to make it in just for the closing?
I actually hung out quite a bit in Chicago, but I didn't go to any of the games.
That's okay.
I was, you know, I'm more of a... I was going to, like, museums and the theater.
Ooh, doing the sightseeing.
You know, I really appreciate the whole idea of the Gay Games and the idea of that, you know, to have a venue where gay men can play sports and be out and be proud of who they are. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's a lot of what I do with, you know, pop music is, mm-hmm. is sort of creating our own space where we can be who we are because, you know, the mainstream isn't 100%, you know, to say the least, queer friendly.
Right.
So, you know, so I really appreciate the Gay Games. I'm not that sporty.
I'm not either.
You know, I work out and everything, but
yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm not a sports kind of guy.
I'm that old school homosexual. You
right.
know?
Me too. Trust me. Me too. Trust me. Well, you know, you've been singing. Probably, I think you sort of came out singing way back in the way back. You know, you jumped out in this world and started singing. You've been singing for a really, really long time. Was it always your intention to become a professional singer and songwriter and to work in the music industry?
I would say yes. I mean, you know, I recorded my first record when I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow. What was that?
And ever since I can remember, I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to sing pop music. You know, I had my first demo tape when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And then I had another demo tape when I was 15, which included some original songs, because that's about when I started writing my own material. So, yeah, I wanted to be... you know, a pop star. And then I sort of took a little divergent turn. When I went to college, that was like, I didn't completely leave it because I still was writing and I still worked on some music, but I also got pretty involved in academics and sort of philosophy, and I studied mm-hmm. like queer theory and feminist theory and that type of heady stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but as soon as I came out, you know, of the closet after high school, I mean, I basically knew that I had to start writing about stuff that was really going on in my life, and, you know, I had to be honest about who I was as a gay man in my music. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think I came out with my first album in 2000, and it included songs that had male pronouns in them, and
mm-hmm.
some producers wanted me to change them, and change them from he to you and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But I sort of stuck to my guns and put the album out myself, and, you know, got a lot of good attention from the gay press because there was nobody really in pop music who had gay content and who was out from the beginning of their career and stuff. So,
well, right, and it seems your work seems to have more of an R&B edge, which gets even, I mean, to sort of rephrase it, gets even edgier when you start talking about boys singing about boys in that side.
Yeah, I mean, you know, R&B is sort of the popular music, you know, pretty R&B, hip-hop is a lot of what is the top 40 of music. And, yeah, and I always loved R&B music, and that was... You know, I was doing a more R&B thing, you know, before NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys decided mm-hmm. to go more R&B. And when they first came out, I was like, oh my God, their stuff sounds like my demo when I was 15.
Wow, wow.
So I guess I've been always a little ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talk about your first album. That's your that's a self-titled album Ari Gold. What was it like putting all that together? I mean, you'd been singing already for quite a number of years by then, and then you mentioned you had some difficulties or some producers who wanted to change it. I mean, was it constantly a fight for that kind of stuff, or was it fairly easygoing once you found some people to work with?
I mean, I went through a lot of, I went through some very difficult times and relationships, certain producers. Definitely there was a lot of struggle about who they wanted me to be. And, you know, there was definitely some people who didn't want me to be out and thought I should come out later. You know, and stay, not be out at first and then come out. And I just felt like, well, that has already been done. And, you know, people like George Michael and Boy George and Katie Lang and Melissa Etheridge and Elton John, Michelle and Zeggy Arcello, they all sort of paved the way for an artist like myself to be out from the beginning of his career. So I was like, well, why would I do that if they paved the way for someone like me? It's sort of a disrespect to what they've done. And I, you know, I appreciate what they've done because no one was out back then, and they came out and had the guts to do so.
Right.
So, yeah, there was a bit of a struggle, but, you know, I had to find my own way, I guess, and just try to surround myself with people who appreciated what I was doing and could support my vision. You know, I mean, I still, you know, it's still, there's positives and negatives, you know, even to this day. I still get some stuff like that. I'm working on my third studio album right now, and had a little sort of run-in with one of the producers I was working with who wasn't happy with the content of one of my songs because they didn't feel like it was a universal message enough because it dealt with, you know, gender identity issues and gay issues and stuff. Wow. And, you know, and I was a little taken aback because I was like, oh, my God, I thought I was at the point in my career where I wouldn't have to really, you know, everybody I would work with would be supportive of what I'm doing. And I, you know, it was another moment where I'm like, oh boy, I guess I'm still fighting the good fight.
Right. And coming, I mean, sort of, you know, like you said, you came out when you came out, you were out and you were proud. What was the relationship with your family? Were they very supportive? Were they apprehensive? Cause you know, basically
my family, was actually really supportive. I came out, as the logo commercial will tell you that they played over and over again. I came out I wrote an 18-page letter to my family and sat them all down and read it. There was additional reading materials in the back as well.
Footnotes.
I guess I'm a little dramatic that way. But you know, their initial response was actually really positive. And since then, and you know, now my relationship with them is better than it's ever been. But in between now and the years when I first came out when I was 18, we definitely dealt with a lot of issues and, you know, I think stuff came up and it's a process and that they had to sort of get used to. And, you know, I also grew up as an Orthodox Jew and I left that as well. And they definitely had issues with that too. They didn't really understand why I didn't want to be religious anymore. Or observant like they were.
So you got this first album that came out. You won an Out Music Award for it. Bang. I mean, what was that like? Was it sort of affirmation? Was it confirmation? Was it transformation?
Definitely. I mean, you know, the first time I won, it was a very emotional. Because I think actually I almost cried them both times. Just because, you know, I'm an independent artist and for the most part, I'm doing this, you know, myself. I mean, I'm working with some great people and stuff on the music and, you know, I have some help and I hire some people, but it's really all me at the end of the day. There's not any sort of big company that is behind me.
Right.
And so you know, I've taken the risk of being out and it's been something that's been really important to me. And so to receive that validation from the community, it's those rare moments when you get to feel like, okay, I'm like, my life makes sense. I'm doing the right thing. You know,
this is the right path.
I'm affecting some people and it's a great feeling, you know, it definitely feeds you and it allows you to sort of propel you and continue to keep going and doing your work, you know?
Yeah. So from that album to the next one, for you, what were those years in between like? What's the what's the difference between the first album and the second album for you, like on a personal note?
Well, the first album, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, my writing came from a little bit more of an innocent place. You know, I definitely hadn't come into my own as an adult. Mm-hmm. And I think I was still pretty green about who I really was as a human being. So, mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of innocent, it's a very innocent album, you know, about innocent ideas about love and stuff like that. And, but sweet, you know,
mm-hmm. Very sweet. I'd
and,
say.
And also, you know, I, the making of that album was basically a 5-year process of
wow.
Just recording different demos and just doing different stuff. And I didn't even realize it was going to be an album until, you know, I kept thinking, oh, I'm going to get signed to a label. and that just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to put these songs together. I have more than an album's worth of material. In fact, I cut out some songs. And I put it together, you know, as an album. The second one, I definitely decided I was going to do it in a much more major way. I mean, I was going to make sure that the artwork was really, like, you know, on point, and, you know, I was going to hire a company to make sure that, you know, it was out there as much as possible, mm-hmm. and whatever I had with the limited amount of money or resources that I had, I was going to certainly make sure that I use it to the fullest extent, because I think I was a little shy and timid with the first one. I didn't really know. I was like, okay, I'll put it out and see what happens. And
yeah, from
the second one, I was like, I'm going to do everything in my power to get this out as big as I possibly can, you know, without the help of a record label. Mm. And
yeah, and from Shine and Timid to the Shower. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and I also feel like the writing on the second album, I had gone through so much stuff between the first one and the second one. I mean, I had ended a 5-year relationship. Mm. I had had all that strife that I sort of touched upon before with, like, some different producers that I was working with. And I really sort of came out of, I dealt with, like, you know, some really crazy family issues. I was really coming out, that my second album was really coming out of dealing with so much emotional stuff mm-hmm. on all levels of my life. And so I think that, you know, there's some songs on that album like Back to Me and
right.
and the title track Space Under Sun, that definitely reflect that sort of coming out of some darkness and trying to move past it. So
right, and it's not a dark heavy album for people who haven't heard it. There's also a lot of lightness, because I think one of my favorite tracks is He's on My Team, which is hysterical, because I don't know how many times I've had those kind of conversations with one of my girlfriends. No, girl, he's
well,
into me.
Yeah,
no.
You know, I have different sides of myself, and I like to reflect those sides on an album. You know, and some I like to have fun, and some songs are fun, and even the more deeper stuff. It's not about being depressed or feeling sorry for yourself. It's really about learning something and taking back, you know, your own internal power and that sort of message.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
And I felt like, I mean, the title track was Space Under Sun is about my own. It was about my own personal journey, trying to find myself and find out, you know, who I am and what's my place in the world, what's my place in the music world as an artist, what's my place in the world with my family, with my place in the world, with you know, as a social being, and you know, and I realized that my own struggle in trying to find myself definitely, I think, reflected our struggle as gay men too, you know, and
yeah.
that we had some greater visibility, but we were still like trying to find ourselves, you know, who are we, where do we fit in? Are we just, you know, characters on a sitcom like Will and Grace, or you know, is there more to us? And it sort of comes from that place of like trying to find our space in the world.
Mm-hmm. So now you are turning into one of those people that, you know, it's hard for, I think, people our age to sort of look back in history and see, oh, there's an icon I can identify with, or there's a face or a person I can identify with. But you're actually turning into one of those people. People are throwing the gay icon word all over the place. I'm hearing it all the time. I used it even earlier in the intro here. What does that mean to you? How does that feel when someone calls you a gay icon?
You know, it's very flattering in the sense that, you know, I'm in company with a lot of people that I look up to and admire and respect, and you know, people who've been called gay icons have been really fabulous artists and performers. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge compliment. But you know, I think the cool thing about it is to me, it's a sign of progression that we, you know, as gay men or gay people in general, that we can actually identify with ourselves, and that mm-hmm. not only, you know, divas or sort of tortured females or whatever the case, you know, not those are not only gay icons anymore. We, you know, actually, we can be proud and gay and be a gay icon like that too. Right. And I think it's a cool sign that we're maybe learning how to love and accept ourselves a little bit better.
Right,
you don't
absolutely. You don't need platforms and a wig to be a gay icon anymore. That's a beautiful thing.
And and it's just it's very cool because I have it's been really important to me to express who I am as a gay man and to make sure that that's reflected in my music, and I want people to, you know, gay people to be able to see themselves when they see me, and you know, and the ultimate goal is that straight people would see themselves too, because, you know, if you look at hip-hop music, you know, white kids are seeing themselves in the experience of black kids who are living in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. You know, white suburbia buys hip-hop. You know, so ideally, you know, in an ideal world, we can look at anybody and see ourselves, you know, and look at anyone's struggle and look at anyone's stuff and be able to understand and maybe put ourselves in other people's shoes. I think it's a good thing to practice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you've been insanely busy. There's been so much going on. I was reading on your website. The website for people is arigold.com. Just insanely busy, not only doing your own work and working on your own music, but collaborating with a ton of people and doing writing with other people. You also did some work with the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, and the American Civil Liberties Union. Can you tell us a little bit about the millions of things, or just a few of them, that you've been working on outside of just your music?
Well, I definitely, you know, try to do what I can as far as charity and raising awareness about certain things. I do a lot of work for the Ali Fournay Center, and they sort of help LGBT youth who are homeless find housing. And, you know, for HRC, I donated a song to the Love Rocks album, which was in support of gay marriage. Mm-hmm. And I donated another song to a CD called Marry Me, which benefits the ACLU, also in support of gay marriage. You know, I just try to do what I can as far as helping these important organizations do some important work.
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. Extending.
I mean, I think with the gay marriage issue, it's like, it's really about having choice and, you know, the choices and to send out a message to the world that we are equal people, because if we don't get equal rights, you know, even if you don't necessarily believe in marriage or think that gay people need to get married, you know, it's really about sending out a message to the rest of the world that we are equal and that we have equal choice as anyone else. And, you know, because otherwise people are getting beat up on the street.
Yeah.
You know, when we get messages that we're not, you know, as equal and we don't deserve to have the same choice as everybody else. People think that they have the right to just take our lives or beat us up on the street. And that happened to a good friend of mine, Kevin Avion. So
yeah, just a little over a month now. I believe a month ago today, actually.
Yeah. And there was a bunch of other things, other beatings that same weekend that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
That his, because he was a public person, sort of brought out the subject to, you know, more to light. People needed to know that this stuff was happening. And if he wasn't a public performer, I don't know if anyone would, you know, wouldn't have been in the press. It just would have been, the police reports would have come in, but the press wouldn't have, you know, known about it. And so it's a good thing that, I mean, it's not a good thing that it happened to him, but it's a good thing that what happened to him brought the issue to more people.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in New York the weekend just after that, and even on the streets I was just running around talking to a bunch of people about it, and it was just amazing how so many people just echo exactly what you said, that they said it's not a good thing that it happened, but it's a good thing that the press learned about it because there's such a, I don't want to say a shyness, but there's such a steering away of reporting on those kind of things because they're still happening and they're happening in a big way. They happen here in Chicago. Unfortunately, we don't always hear about them, or at least I don't always hear about them, because if I did, I'd talk about them. But it's, there are still so many big problems like that. So people are getting beaten. People are getting fired from jobs out there. It's still, still really happening. So I think that it's very honorable that you are, you are doing the work and putting yourself out there to help out those folks. And speaking of putting yourself out there, you got a bunch of stuff coming up that you're going to be a part of. You got a bunch of appearances, it looks like, that you've got coming up. Can you talk about what your calendar looks like over the next couple months?
I know I'm going to Sacramento on, like, I think my show is on the 2nd. They have a gay pride there at the beginning of September.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be going to Vancouver also, like, a week after that to do a show. And for Halloween in October, I'll be doing a cruise line, Aquafest.
Oh, awesome. So
if you want to take a trip to the Caribbean and see my show, then you can check that out. So yeah, and I'm just, you know, I'm trying to keep working on my new album, which I'm really excited about, and anxious to get out there, but you know, I'm still working on it, so
it's a process. Can you give us a little taste or a little tease of what we're gonna hear on there, or can you tell us about some of the songs, or is it still
this album is the first time for real that I've been able to conceive of the entire thing from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just sort of like, okay, I'm working with some different people and writing some different stuff and I'm going to put it together. The second album had a little bit more of a direction to it and a frame to it. But this time I was really the only time that I've been able to conceive of it from beginning to end. And so I feel like there's a real theme to it, you know, it's about movement and progression and moving forward. And I don't know, it's really cool. And I'm excited for it to come out. And, you know, I'm trying not to, I think it spans some different genres, which I think is really cool. Because a lot of times these days, you know, albums sort of stay on one note for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
get caught in one vibe, get caught in one sound.
Yeah, and like this one has, you know, there's some dance stuff and there's some real R&B soul stuff and there's even some like electronic sort of ambient kind of stuff and nice. But all of it has a real soulful, smooth and funky feeling. So
excellent.
And you know, and the lyrics are once again they're personal but I always like to think about, you know, personal, but then how does it also reflect on a larger issue? You know, how does my own personal stuff that I'm going through or that I've been through reflect, you know, on a larger scale? So I'm working with that sort of theme and framework.
Excellent. So if people want to pick up your albums that are out now, how can they find them?
Well, they can check out my website, arigold.com, and there's links to buy things.
Excellent.
There's my albums on, you know, iTunes and Amazon.com, and you know it should be in retail stores near you as well. And I also have my coffee table book with the remix CD, and that's out there in stores, and you could order it from Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And there's links to it on my website too. So.
And is there going to be another calendar?
The calendar was something fun. I have one every year, but it's kind of been the same thing for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I was mainly sort of promoting the book and, the book had like a whole bunch of different shoots and Boy George, contributed and RuPaul contributed and it came with the remix CD and had lyrics and I wrote a little introduction to that, which I was proud of, because it sort of spoke about what's important to me and why I'm doing what I'm doing. So,
excellent. Well, folks, be sure to check out arigold.com. It's got everything you want to know about Ari and more. You can buy all the albums, all the books, all the good stuff from the store link in there.
All my merch.
All his stuffs. And there's also a bunch of hot galleries in there. I mean, I just had to throw that in because he's a very handsome man, for those of you who don't know what's going on out there. Ari Gold, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you very,
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Thank you.
These feelings, when they get the best of you. And I know that I've been down this road before. And I know that it's slippery when wetting I could fall.
Oh, Ari Gold.
Ari Gold.
He's delicious.
He makes gold more than platinum.
He's just so nice.
He is.
Just want to take him home.
All right, next time you interview him, we're going to do it at the Sybaris Spa.
I know, right? I can't. We have to. You know, they don't let gay people in there. They don't let gay couples in there. Did you know that?
Well, Ari can come with my girlfriend, and I can come in with you.
Oh.
Although Ari's not as tall as my girlfriend. he's not a very tall guy, but he's
That's okay.
I mean, big gold platforms.
Yeah.
Oh no,
something.
I think that's something to be said. Hey, folks, we hope that you become a winner and that you do try to win our giveaway by emailing us at wcmgpromo@aol.com. These are awesome tickets, folks, and the
end
of Ravinia is coming out. We've got Ravinia tickets the next couple weeks, and then Ravinia's over for those of you in Chicago who listen.
Yeah, and I mean, those of you, even if you're not in Chicago, it might be worth it. Send us an email, win the tickets, and you can drive in. So if you're within driving distance, absolutely don't. Don't say, oh, I'm so far away, I can't do that. Because you know you just need the motivation to get in the city area. So definitely send us an email, wcmgpromo@aol.com. And we have some really great stuff coming up for
we
you
sure
in the very
do.
Near future. We've got all these great interviews coming up. We've got John Ong from the Online Podcast, who's just such a dear and a sweetheart. And he has really good stuff to say about the community and about what's going on. So we'll talk to John Ong.
We're going to look at what is the political horizon for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered candidates? And it's looking pretty sunny. We're going to be talking with the Victory Fund about what you need to do to help the gays win. See, this is our political, this is our agenda.
Yeah,
we do
really
have an
is.
Agenda. We are homosexuals, we're queer, and we do have an agenda. I don't know if we want to convert, but we do have an agenda.
No, we got something to say. But speaking of conversion, we're going to have Wayne Besson talking with us from Truth Wins Out, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal organization that is doing things that I'm sure you don't know about that you need to know about. They're paying very, very close attention to all these crazy groups who are trying to convert us homos.
On the right. So far to the right that they're almost, they back to
they're
come
back
over
right.
to the left.
Seriously. They're just so extreme in their
radical right. Radical right.
It's very scary what they've got going on. Plus, we have a new online mag for the ladies,
mm-hmm.
for the younger ladies. We got some folks from Chill Magazine online coming to chat with us. So
yeah, it's such an exciting
get us
thing,
through
the whole queer casting. And, you know, please send us your comments. You know, we would love to hear from you if you're just listening
Absolutely.
And you like what you're hearing, or if you're like, hey, get this person on, or did you know this was going on, or promote this, or whatever. You can call us on our phone number, or you can email and give us a comment. We love to hear from you.
Comment on the website. Oh, and iTunes. We need you to comment on us in iTunes.
Yeah.
Please, please, if you're listening to us in iTunes, please do us a favor and take just a moment to write something about us. It doesn't have to be supremely favorable, but we would like it to be. But just send us a comment.
We can't handle any more bad reviews from Peter's ex-boyfriends or just ex-nightstands.
Something like they were. But but definitely, if you do anything for us, please leave us a comment in iTunes. It's so easy, it's so simple, and it will mean so, so much to us. So please do that for us.
It's just ever so.
Well, folks,
thank you for listening.
This program is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, they're making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
I need a vacation.
I do too.
But it's sunny, so not yet.
Soon.
We'll talk about it. We'll call AA for November, December.
Yeah,
I
maybe
will
they
need
got
one
a
then.
Gay package to Japan. We can go
Ooh.
To Japan. Hi.
Machine Amy.
Hi.
I learned how to say my name from Peter. So that's our show for this week. I'm Mashini Amy.
僕はマブリクピタです。 And I'm Peter Maverick. I'm cracking her up now.
You can comment our shows, like we said, at windycitycareercast.com, also on iTunes, or email us at wcmgpromo@aol.com for giveaways.
And folks, the next Queercast is just a few days away, so don't miss it. Tell your friends. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podjo and Limelight Networks.
I love it.